From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now to the latest disturbing news from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Over the past decade, the war in that country has claimed as many as 5 million lives. And in the east of the Congo, several thousand rebels are fighting against and gaining ground from the country's undisciplined and underpaid army. Tens of thousands of people in that region have fled their homes, and they're angry. Mobs of civilians today attacked United Nations offices, accusing the UN peacekeeping troops of failing to protect them. Reporter Michael Cavanaugh was at the UN base in the city of Goma. He joins us now to talk about the situation. Michael, you're still at the UN base in Goma, I gather.
Yes, I've been here most of the day now. We're stuck inside. It's possible we're going to have to spend the night here. We're just now hearing small arms fire. It's been going on for about an hour. It seems like the front line is moving closer and closer to Goma. Earlier today, the rebels were about 12 miles from here, and you can see displaced people coming down the streets in waves. And all day long, there have been protesters outside throwing rocks and lighting tires on fire. And no one's really been able to leave throughout, I guess, my understanding is the entire city of Goma.
Well, are the protesters correct in their accusation that UN peacekeepers are failing to protect them? And is the UN in any position to be able to protect them?
The answer to that question is both no and yes. On the one hand, the UN force here will tell you that they're doing everything they can to protect these civilians. On the other hand, you have a situation where there are only 5,500 UN peacekeepers here in North Kivu. North Kivu is the province where this conflict is going on. It's on the border of Rwanda and Uganda. And its area is too vast, it's too mountainous, it's jungle-like, and it's just too difficult to protect the nearly 8 million people who live here.
And the UN said today that they, in fact, dispatched helicopter gunships to go after the rebels.
Right, and they've actually gone out with helicopter gunships and with tanks, and they've reinforced the barriers outside Goma. And they're taking the fight straight to the rebels.
Well, I want you to try to explain to us now who's fighting whom exactly. Who are the rebels who are opposing the Congolese army in the east of the Congo? What do they want, and who does appear to be winning?
You have right now a rebel group called the CNDP. It's run by a dissident general, a Tutsi. His name is Laurent Nkrinda. And he has three objectives right now. One is for political power, a dialogue with the government. The other thing is the return of the refugees. There are about 40,000 Tutsi, Congolese Tutsi refugees in Rwanda right now. He wants them home. The third thing is the removal of this group called the FDLR. The FDLR is a Rwandan Hutu force, the leaders of which committed genocide in Rwanda. And they've been here since the genocide, since 1994. And they're, in many ways, one of the largest causes of this conflict. There was a peace agreement in January that encouraged the Congolese army and the UN to get rid of these forces, the FDLR, so that Nkunda would lay down his arms. This hasn't happened. He basically has, in the last few weeks, called the government illegitimate, and he's called for all-out war, which has infuriated the UN and infuriated the international community in general. But frankly, his troops are so powerful that no one can subdue him right now, as we're seeing today.
I gather all this has delayed your scheduled departure from Goma.
It might. It might. It's not clear that we're going to be able to leave here tonight. And I do have a plane to catch in Kigali and Rwanda tomorrow morning. And if the security situation stays like this, I don't know if I'll be getting on that plane.
Well, good luck and take care.
Thanks, Robert.
That's reporter Michael Cavanaugh. He spoke with us from inside UN headquarters in Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The headquarters were besieged by protesters today, Congolese claiming that the UN is not doing enough to protect them from rebels. Also today, the UN announced that the commander of its mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is resigning, citing personal reasons.